Our programme before the hour is coming to an end, and so, say at about a minute before the programme will end, either with music or speech, then the announcer in the continuity studio will fill for about half a minute, perhaps trail a few programmes to come, mention a few programmes that are happening at the same time tomorrow, and then at exactly half a minute before the hour, if there's a full news bulletin on the hour, he will say, "This is London." This will be followed by a few seconds of a tune called Lily Bolero, which is our signature tune for the news. And then, just coming up to 5 seconds before the hour, there is the Greenwich time signal. And on the hour itself, the time is given, which may be 11 hours Greenwich Mean Time, and then over to the news studio where they read the news. I could imagine that happening, but I don't think I'd like it very much, because I think UTC is a somewhat ungainly way of describing the time. Universal Time Coordinated. GMT is a much nicer thing. I think it's British. If we dropped GMT, I think we'd lose something of the historical depth, if you like, of broadcasting from this country. Yes, they say that it's going to be a few months now, and the equipment will end its useful life. What the problem is money. If we are going to get some new clocks at the Royal Observatory, it'll cost many hundreds of thousands of pounds, not just the cost of the clocks, but also the cost of running them every year. And I don't think that money can be found. There's some debate about this. And what would happen then is that we'd have to find the time signal from another source. We may even resort to generating it ourselves. This would, I'm not sure of the technical details of this, but what would happen is the BBC would generate its own time signal and ask the Royal Observatory to monitor it from time to time just to make sure it's accurate. So in that case, we would be justified in still calling it Greenwich Mean Time. I hope that happens. That would be rather nice. Yes, there's been a little flurry in the press with headlines like "The Time Runs Out at Greenwich" and "Time Catches Up with Greenwich" and "Stop the Clocks, It's Time to Say Goodbye," sort of headlines like that. So there's a general feeling that something's being lost, but I'm not sure everybody's got their facts right, because Greenwich Mean Time and UTC, although they may refer roughly to the same time, to the nearest fraction of a second, have got totally different origins. Greenwich Mean Time is a historical thing. It's based on astronomical observations in historical terms. UTC is a scientifically produced concept, produced by atomic clocks, and the two sometimes get out of step. They're not quite the same. And people, I don't think, quite realise this. No, UTC is produced by an atomic clock which produces a precise scientific second. GMT, being based on astronomical observations over a long, long period of time, strangely enough, produces seconds of a slightly different length at different times, because the universe is just like that. It's not quite accurate all the time. And the two systems do get out of step. We never let it get out of step by more than 0.8 of a second. And when that happens, we add an extra pip to the Greenwich time signal. You may have heard it from time to time. There are 7 pips instead of 6. And then the two time systems are back in step. Oh, sure. When we say 14 hours Greenwich Mean Time, it's the same as 14 hours UTC. I'm a bit sanguine about it, really, because although we've called it Greenwich Mean Time for some time, it's not come from Greenwich itself. It's come from Hurstmonceux Castle in Sussex, which is the home of the Royal Observatory these days. It moved from Greenwich some time ago, so it hasn't really been Greenwich Mean Time as such. So I'm not too worried about it. I think we're going to be continuing calling it Greenwich Mean Time for quite some time, and really for the reasons I gave earlier, that UTC is a bit awkward. It feels a bit cold and clinical. Greenwich Mean Time is, well, it's a bit of British history. Greenwich is a bit of British history. There's been an observatory at Greenwich, well, 300 years ago, and I think World Service from London really has to think very hard before dropping that sort of association. I think continue the special relationship. It would be nice if you had GMT too, for as long as we had it anyway. And I should point out that Radio Moscow also uses it. This actually, you've sparked off an idea. Perhaps we should have a flag day or something and raise a bit of money. Perhaps Jill, who's sitting in the through the glass, will organise a little fundraising dinner. A Greenwich Mean Time Preservation dinner. What a lovely idea. Get Bob Geldof involved and people like that. There's a slight feeling of that, although I don't think atomic clocks quite were part of the original British Empire. It's a pleasure, Gene.